You're listening to SBS News.
The study conducted by the University of New South Wales surveyed 2,300 Australians between 15 and 29. It found three quarters of them who had sexual partners in the past year had sex without condoms at least once in that time. More than 70% of those young people had regular sexual partners, and around a quarter didn't use condoms with casual partners. Professor Carla Trelaw from the UNSW's Centre for Social Research in Health says the study didn't aim to judge young people for their sexual activity, but rather consider the associated health risks.
So when we were looking at risk associated with sexual health around having sex without condoms, we looked at the kinds of things that were associated with that. And knowledge is an obvious thing to measure, but it wasn't associated with not using condoms. It was around social norms. Not all young people think that their peers would expect them to use condoms. Discussion that young people might not have very often about who's using condoms, should you use condoms, who are you using condoms with, but it is something that drives the use of condoms, what people think, others think of using condoms.
The study found 58% of respondents had been tested for a sexually transmitted infection at some time in their lives, but only a third had been checked over the past year. The group with the lowest rate of testing was young heterosexual men with a high rate of partners. Young heterosexual and LGBTQI women were far more likely to be tested. Dr. Shalendra Savleswerker is a senior lecturer at the Sydney Medical School at the University of Sydney. He says new treatments for HIV may have led some younger people to become more complacent about condom use.
Young men and women both, I guess. The condom use in them was declining. Part of that could be that HIV, obviously, which was one of the major driver for condom use in the last three decades, is not a big driver anymore. People are aware that, obviously, it's a treatable condition. Two, you can prevent getting HIV. And obviously, in terms of heterosexual, there is very limited awareness about risk of HIV. It's always thought to be a major problem in men having sex with men in Australia.
Professor Trelaw says young men are proving a difficult cohort to reach when it comes to promoting sexual health. She says despite there being lots of specialised sexual health clinics and services around the country, young men are less likely to present themselves for routine testing. The study recommends new strategies and messages to encourage men with a high number of sexual partners to connect with services. Dr. Vijay Ramarathan is a lecturer in sexual health at the University of Sydney. He adds the psychology of condom use is another factor that needs to be understood.
We should also not forget there is a pleasure component to it. And when young people are not willing to use condoms, are they giving more importance to pleasure over prevention? And how condom use is integrated in their schema when they're having a sexual encounter with a real person, they see condom is going to affect the pleasurable act. And pleasure is a major driver for them to engage in sexual activity to start with.
Professor Trelaw says it's important to continue to conduct surveys into the future to assess the effectiveness of safe sex and sexual health programs.
So to be able to look at that in greater detail. But what we do know from work done elsewhere in UNSW is that the number of STI diagnoses among young people is rising. So it's a concern that we need to keep recording this data so we can track condom use against that rate of diagnoses for STIs.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.